A few frozen products had been on the market since the 1930s, but most Americans were not introduced to the startling concept of making dinner from hard frozen blocks until the war years. Manufacturers of canned and dehydrated foods directed their resources to feeding the military, especially overseas, for the duration, while the frozen food industry helped supply the home front. The industry was still so young that relatively few grocers even owned a frozen food display cabinet. Nevertheless, once rationing was underway, every grocer in the country had to display an official poster showing the value in ration points of different foods, including frozen products, whether or not the store actually carried them. These posters, along with newspaper ads that ran regularly and featured the same information, gave many shoppers their first inkling that such foods existed. And for shoppers trying to use their ration points efficiently, the posters made frozen foods look like a very good buy. Supplies of canned foods were limited because tin was being shunted to war industries. But frozen products were abundant, so frozen fruits and vegetables cost less in ration points than their canned equivalents. Moreover, some frozen products weren't rationed at all, including experimental lines of codfish cakes, chicken à la king, baked beans, and Welsh rarebit. At the same time, of course, many traditional foods were hard to obtain. Homemakers who couldn't shop as usual decided to give the new items a try. Sales of these novelties took a jump, but only until the end of rationing, when families went right back to the foods they preferred. As early as 1944, admitted the publisher of Quick Frozen Foods, frozen baked beans had become a drug on the market. Apparently £25 million were available, and pretty much remained so.